What's up, everyone? You are tuned in to another episode of The Broke Come Up. I am Marquise.
And this is Marcus.
All right. And we want to thank you for joining us for another episode. This will be a fun episode, but we definitely want to start off with some serious things first. Sure. Or some things that are going on in the world today. So we definitely want to touch on that and do our justice for that as well. But first, I want to ask you, how was your weekend?
Hey, man, my weekend was great. Got a chance to relax. Got a chance to kind of kick back, you know, with that that special someone, you know, and you know what I mean? And it was just really good. You know, I can't complain about it at all. It was great. How about you?
That was good. Yes, I had a really fun weekend. It was a birthday weekend. So
yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yep. I chilled out on Friday, but Saturday I hung out with some friends and we had a nice little time. And just to kind of, I guess, clear our mind from all of the chaos that's going on in the world. And then Sunday, same thing. That leads me to my next part of what are you drinking? Because my friend, she gave me for my birthday, gave me my favorite drink. And that is my Herradura tequila. So I have that with a little bit of lime juice in it.
Well, I mean, for me, I'm kind of a creature of habit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, you know, in your 20s, you know, you just kind of drink whatever's available. But
that's true. That is true.
You know, as you grow older, you kind of get a little cultured about what you like and what you don't like. So I'm back on my Apothic Inferno.
That's that red blend.
That's that red blend that, you know, has, you know, been in the whiskey barrels and stuff. So it kind of uplifts the, you know, the alcoholic content a little bit, which is to my liking, obviously. So I just, yeah, it just has a nice smooth taste. It kind of has, like I said, a little smoke to it. And I, you know, I just enjoy, you know, sipping on it and, you know, all of that.
Nice. Real fancy. That's good. Well, I'm definitely, this is only my first glass tonight, but I mean, I'm probably going to have a few more because I think in times like this, I
definitely
have been trying to find ways to stay mentally sane, which is what our topic is today. But our title is called "It's Getting Hot in Here." I thought of the title. I think of some decent titles.
I think so. It's definitely appropriate right now, for sure.
It's definitely appropriate. It's definitely appropriate. So that's actually going to be our hit it and quit it segment, because although we're not quitting, the fight against injustice and for equality, but we do want to touch on what's going on in the world today.
Sure.
But also put a positive spin on it and how we can take what's going on and still maintain our sanity, because just given my opinion, I'm all for the frustration of what's happening with everybody frustrated against brutality and murder and things like that. But I'm also of the mindset tearing things down doesn't make it any better.
Absolutely.
So I'm, you know, we're going to touch on some things where, you know, we can kind of harvest those feelings and probably put them into something a little bit more productive.
There we go.
Yeah. So what you think about that?
Whew. Well, I mean, it's a lot going on for one out here, you know, and I have to kind of pace myself in terms of the information that's coming in, making sure, because I do think there's a place to be aware of, you know, what's going on and that kind of thing.
And one thing I want to talk about being aware of, because that brought me to this. I know you didn't probably see this.
Okay.
But, and I'm not familiar with the actual, I've heard of the name of the rapper, but I'm not familiar with her music because, I mean, they honestly sound all alike. But her name is Tokyo Jets. Have you ever heard of her?
Very vaguely, you know. Okay. I've heard the name. But so, I haven't heard the music, anything like that.
Okay, so she's been in the news recently. I don't know if you've seen.
Okay.
But she's been in the news recently because, you know, the younger generation loves to do everything on live. They love to broadcast everything on social media. So she was on social media just playing with a male friend, and they were like horse playing. And so she made the statement, "I will George Floyd you."
Oh God!
And so oh, she God. Was in hot water about yes. all of that, and you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, she's young. She wasn't thinking. It doesn't excuse what she said because it was a horrible sure. thing for her to say. But that just shows how, like, you know, we're all thinking about how this is a serious time, and then here's someone that has a following.
Yes,
and they're making a joke out of it, and then you see. Racist people who do the exact same thing, but then sure. someone who looks like you do it.
Right.
You know, I think it hurts our cause more than it helps it.
Well, you know, and I hear what you're saying, and I think there's a certain level of sensitivity mm-hmm. that you have to have right now with what's going on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I think that, yeah, this is this fast paced, you know, we're saying whatever. It sounds like a good lyric. It sounds like something mm-hmm. that people, you know, are going to, you know, want to, Twitter about, or, you know, Instagram about, or whatever. But I think that right now is a time of where people, we're vulnerable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And with that comes a certain level of sensitivity to, you know, being able to say things or saying things and knowing what you're saying and then refraining from those as well, because you're honoring somebody, you're honoring people who, I mean, died, you know, really for no reason.
For absolutely for no reason. I you mean, know? Regardless of what he did.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't deserving of death.
Sure.
You know, I think we've all forged a couple of things in our life. Or, you know, but I don't think it warrants death.
Sure,
or
absolutely.
Some type of brutality. But right. it was kind of deplorable what she said. And then, so yes. of course, you know, she did the standard industry thing where she got on, like, her live or platform, and she gave this really long apology, and then of course started to tear up. And I'm just going to be honest, I didn't know if it, I mean, I'm pretty sure she said she was coming from a genuine place, and that's up for everybody else to believe,
right?
I don't know if I necessarily believe she was coming from a genuine place as much as a genuine place about protecting her pockets.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, the council culture is very big now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first time you mess up with something, they're ready to counsel you.
Definitely.
You're no longer relevant. We won't buy your music. All of these different things. They just did that a few weeks ago with the
sure.
the girl that did the thing with Nicki Minaj, the song, oh man, Doja Cat, I think.
Okay, right. I've heard of her.
She mm-hmm. had the racist stuff where she used to do, like, chats or something, because I think she was, like, a porn star or something.
Okay.
But it came out about racist stuff about her. And so then she gets on and does a big apology and all of these things. But it's like, when did you start taking accountability before you say those things? And that's the part about being an adult.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel with all of these things going on now with I'm all for the protesting.
Right.
I think we should definitely protest.
Absolutely.
Have our voice. Use whatever platform you need to use. It may not be marching, but you know, it may be what we're doing, talking about it. But
definitely.
What I'm not really for, and people are different mindsets. They're like, burn it down. But to me, that's kind of like hurting my brother or my sister as well, because if I burn a place of business down or a business, how are they going to work?
And see, and my whole thing about that is that not their form of protest?
See,
okay. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Some people get so one-track minded about stuff. You say, okay, I'm just going to loot and I'm just mm-hmm. going to steal and do whatever. But the fact that people have spent years upon years and money and investments and time and energy to construct a business and to move mm-hmm. a business and to grow a business, that is a form of protest. And I think yeah. we need to kind of expand on that definition of it, where protesting is not just, oh, you got a sign, you know, and you're going out and saying whatever, and not to say that that's not commendable. That's
right.
That's exactly not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that people throughout their lives, through what they do, whether it's education, whether it's driving the MARTA bus, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, I mean, whatever you want to do, that is their form of protest, and saying that, you know, the narrative is against me and saying that I can't survive, well, I'm 3/5 of a person and that kind of thing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm this person that's moving the agenda forward, and it's now come to a threshold, an inflection point right now in terms of saying, okay, well, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do to move forward? But we have all these ways that protests can happen. And I think that we need to open ourselves up and understand that protest is happening all the time. It
right.
may not happen in this violent or in this, you know, nonviolent sense of people, you know, aggregating together and saying, okay, we're not standing for this, but just in the people that go and do their jobs every day in light of the resistance that they get. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important thing that we need to make sure of, that we commend and that we uphold and exalt.
Instead of calling people sellouts for continuing to do their job and put a roof over their head, because I'm all for the protests, but I feel that, you know, people were mad about the Target thing and, you know, them riding those stores and everything, which it was bad, but they're like, it's owned by a white $1 billion person. Yes, it is owned by a white $1 billion person, but white billionaires do not work there. So
this is true. That's exactly
the majority of people who might work there are people that look like us.
Absolutely.
So now that store is burned. The grocery store around the corner was burned. You know, you broke up a black business. So how do they feed their family now? They're mad about what happened too, but now they don't even have a way to even feed their family. So what does that do? It makes you even madder.
It does. And what do these communities go to at this point?
Right.
Someone who's been going to Target, you know.
And they keep saying, we can rebuild, we can rebuild.
Yeah.
Who's going to do it?
Yes.
Who is going to rebuild
it? We've been rebuilding. And that's the point that I'm making with people who have been in their occupations or doing whatever they've been doing. They've been building and building and building, whether it's building businesses, you know, building some type of reputation at your job as someone who gets the job done. And people can align behind you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's building, you know? And I think we need to expand our ideas of what that is. I think sometimes they may be a bit antiquated and we're looking in the past and saying, okay, when you build, this is how it's supposed to be. No, this is a whole new era of things. And there are whole new things that are going on that are contributing to what we're dealing with right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to take all that into consideration and say, okay, let's now reconfigure what we're looking at right now and then go forward with that. Absolutely.
And I think that goes into, I want all the people that listen to this, I would like for you, I'm going to post this on Facebook, you know, give us some comments or things that you think are good, positive ways of protesting, because I think that's what needs to happen.
Yes.
But also, and you know, we were talking about this earlier, I think what also needs to happen is there needs to be uniformity in our community, because, you know, we are getting the word out about social media. I told you about the Blackout Tuesday thing that you had to do, but I was very confused about it. And I think millions of other people were confused about it.
Because sure.
So many different posts going on, and it's a telephone game of this happened, or you post this, but you can't post this. You can say this, but you can't say that. Or it's for non-black people.
Right.
Those things like that. But we don't know. So I'm thinking, like, who is the leader?
Yes.
You know, get a leader. And this is just being funny. But, you know, who is the big leader? And who's going to be the Eastern region leader? Who is the Western region leader? Who is going to be the person that's over us? You know, I'm not a big Amanda Seales fan. But, you know, she's a big advocate for the African-American community. Is she going to be a part of the Western region? Because she's out in L.A. and she's going to advocate and, you know, be responsible for sending out the post and what we should do.
Sure.
You know, like, it needs to be one person where they're all a group of people, because, I mean, that kind of seems where we want to head is like forming our own, doing our own thing.
Right.
So are we going to like establish this or not? Because it can get confusing, and then it causes conflicting messages where you have some people that do it. Some people's like, forget it. I don't want to do it because it makes no sense to me.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the leadership model, it obviously is going to look different in different communities. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to have, you know, leadership that may have, you know, a whole crew of people, four or five people that are running stuff. There may be one person in another community that's doing that. Maybe it's a smaller community or whatever. So, I mean, I think there's some heterogeneity when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? But I think, like you, I think it needs to be very straightforward and explained in terms of
it, like, in the smaller parts, it could be run as best of that community, because clearly you would run Atlanta totally different than you would run, you know, Mississippi.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, someplace
sure.
Or someplace in, like, you know, Tallulah, Mississippi or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you would run that totally different just because of your demographic. But overall, the big message would be, here is what we're doing. Here's step one. Here's step two. And here's our end goal. Here's what we want to accomplish. And I think once people see, we want equality, but how does equality look?
Absolutely.
You know, like, what is the goal? Like, what do we want put in place?
Absolutely.
You know, they have this thing about defund the police. Okay, well, if we and I was totally confused about this.
Mm-hmm.
If we defund the police, and I could be really ignorant, but I'm thinking if the police is defunded, who do you go to if you were hurt? Or like, who does the girl call if she was raped?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't understand. And my question was, I had a conversation with a friend and I said, well, instead of defunding them, or maybe that is part of the defunding. I have to get more information on it, but maybe that's part of what it means. I said, why not just use the money that would go towards that for training?
Yes.
If these people don't, and enacting some laws, if they don't do this training and follow these training guides and protocols, then they, and something happens or they do something, and then the consequence, they have to pay consequences
for it. Right. Right.
So I don't know. That's just me thinking, you know, trying to think somewhat rationally. At least I feel like it's rational.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to find other ways besides tearing stuff up.
And I'm with you. Because I think, like I said, people have invested a lot of time and money in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but not even that. Because I just see like that. Like, once you start tearing stuff up, it goes down a rabbit hole. You know, we talked about a few weeks ago about energy and how energy is transferable.
Yes, sir.
And people are mad and angry that transfer. And so they're mad and angry right now. So they're transferring anger issues.
Sure.
Everyone. And so if you keep burning stuff, then it's going to, you know, and make some stuff deep within us that's going to cause a lot of hatred and anger.
Sure.
And I just don't feel that that's the right thing to do. You should have hate. You should have some anger, but how do you internalize that and try to still use it for positive so that you don't run crazy?
I think it's a slippery slope, because I think that there's a lot of anger and pent up stuff that's been suppressed that needs to come out now. You know what I'm saying? Now, as to how it comes out, I think that's obviously in question, but the fact that it's becoming a release now, so we're not holding it in, you know what I'm saying? And it's not being detrimental internally to ourselves, whether that's physical health, emotional health, physical health, or whatever. So I think that you have this trend of where, it's time to release and that kind of thing. But the more important question is now, how do we harness this energy?
Yes.
Because now it's not so constructed into all the things we've been used to doing, work and job and the lifestyles we've had. So you have this area of free energy now that now can be reconfigured a particular way that can be advantageous for the time that we live in right now to move forward. You know what I'm saying? So I guess the question becomes now is, how can we then move forward in this uncertainty to reconfigure and be our authentic selves within this time, right? Absolutely.
And I think, and I'll start. I'll tell you like some of the stuff I do, because you know, I'm all big on protecting my mental health now. I'm very big on that because you know, I've been depressed, and that's not a fun feeling.
I have
to be depressed. It's not it's not a fun feeling.
It's
like
not.
When you are depressed and you just feel like it's over, like that's not a fun feeling, and I think a lot of people are getting to that state now, and that causes a lot of mental issues. So one thing that I've you know, I find those things, and we've said this a couple of times, it's like a theme. We said find things that you're very happy about doing.
Absolutely.
And anyone that knows me knows that I love dance. Like, I mean, I love I love
dance.
And so like, I don't dance like I at the club anymore like I used to dance.
Sure.
However, I did once. I went out for that same friend that bought the tequila.
Yeah.
And I danced like I probably was like 19 again. I felt it the next morning. And but that made me feel so happy.
Right.
You know, so during this whole time, the whole quarantine, even now, like especially now, I've been like finding time, like just for like an hour, hour and a half, where I'm legit putting on concerts.
Yes.
I am putting on whole so you think you can dance concerts.
Yes.
In my living room, like using the entire space.
Yes.
I've taken an area rug out of my house and so I can have full range of motion and, you know, spin around on my wood floor. You know, but I did all of that because it can be so draining. You know, we live the struggle. We are in, like, I may not be downtown, but I mean, I know the feeling. I know how it feels.
Yes.
I know, I mean, I can imagine what it would feel like to see somebody that, you know, is hurt.
Yes.
So I can't consume myself with that because then all that's going to do is make me angry or make me sad or make me frustrated. So what can I do to make sure that I'm still fighting a good fight, but maintaining my mental sanity? And that's one of the things I do, you know, is my dance. You know, I'll throw you a little good eight count every 2 seconds, you know. You know, I'm trying now.
Well,
I can't move.
Well, you already know for me, you already know for me, that is my creative expression. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, everybody should have some level of creative expression, you know, that they put off. I don't care if it's cooking. I don't care if it's building something. I don't care if you vacuum in the floor and you make some of the triangles on the floor look a perfect way. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you vacuum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is everyone should have a creative expression. And to me, that's a catch-22 with the things that are going on right now. You ought to have something that you're doing right now that gives you a sort of flow.
Right.
And what I mean by that is it makes time stand still. Like, you can do this, and it's just it's an ecstatic moment for you. You know what I'm saying? Or ecstatic period of time for you. For me, it's dancing, like you said. You know, I'm at the house, you know, during this, you know, pandemic thing or whatever. And, you know, once I turn on the music and have me some libations and, you know, maybe some other things, right? I can go and just enjoy myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even have any libations. Look, if I have some, that might make me turn up even harder. But I mean, I'm legit. When I tell you, audition for Laurieann Gibson's next show, Tima Robinson or something with Chris Brown. After I'm done, I always text somebody and say, you know what? I'm like 2 steps from going to the next Chris Brown open call, you know, because I'm throwing the hell out of this. Now, my back be killing me. Knee is hurting like hell. But, you know, I feel good with that. And, you know, for that hour.
Yes.
I feel good about myself. And so that makes me, you know, feel, you know, positive, I think.
And I think that's the crux of it, right? Like, how do you feel about yourself, you know, within the conditions that we're in? Do you feel okay? Do you feel productive? Do you feel positive? Do you feel free? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel powerful?
And I think,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, not to cut you off, and I think that's where a lot of...
Go ahead.
I don't want to say the rioters or the looters, because I have another opinion about some of the looters. I think some of it is opportunistic. You know, those people who are really throwing their aggression out because they're frustrated. We see how you feel, but like, how do you feel after that's done? Do you I'm pretty sure you don't feel good.
And then that comes too with this period of time where we've had a time to reflect. We've had a time to sit at the house and like not maybe do as much as we were doing. So you had a time to reflect and really be like, what do I really want to do? What do I really need to do? And then for me, again, it's that creative expression, because for me, it's something that gets me up out the bed in the morning. It's something that's like air.
Right.
It's like life. You know what I'm saying? And I think that in this time, people have been able to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? What really gets me up out the bed? What really inspires me to be my best self each and every day, every second
and, you
of
know,
my life?
That brought you up a really good point, too, of what you just said. Like, when you get up, because I find myself now trying to fill my day with things that make me, like, happy or productive. And even, like, with things at work. You know, like, I there's this program I like to do at work, and so it makes me happy. And I do that a lot. Like, you know, I take time and do that. I'll take a break from work and then I start doing something else. And I'm still looking at what's going on, but I try to make sure that I'm still making myself happy, because we still gotta live. You know,
this is true.
That's what I think everybody has to see, that we still have to live.
It does. And even in you saying that, it becomes a point of where, all this chaos is around me, but internally, what do you have? Do you have some level of peace? Do you have some level of serenity? Do you have some level of, yeah, this is me, and I'm rooted in myself, and I know what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to working towards that. Because I feel like with all the distraction and everything that is what it is, it's very easy to be, you know, to the left or to the right, up, down, you know, polarized in one level or another. But I do feel like in this particular phase of time in this pandemic, if you've had time to sit down with yourself and reflect and get root in yourself, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Then it's been a time to say, okay, well, everything's going on, yes, but I don't feel as much of it as maybe I see on the TV. What I'm saying? I don't feel the left, the right, the flimsiness of stuff. I feel very rooted in this chaotic time, and it's so crazy because in times that have been very, you know, sturdy or very stable, it's like, hey, I didn't mm-hmm. know what I was going to do. But for me, and I'm speaking personally, it took for me to get in this chaotic time for me yes. to get firm.
Yes, that
you know what I'm saying?
For me too.
And that is to me is what's so liberating to me right now. Y'all may hear me or may not, but I'm just saying that's what it's mm-hmm. been.
That's been my thing too. You know, I'm a fairly I shouldn't say organized. As far as trying to organize my life. Like, I like to plan things.
Yes.
But then I'm also right. like a free spirit in a sense. And
yeah, right.
But I
right.
like to plan my free spiritness. And so
gotcha.
But I've noticed during gotcha. This time, I've been just very focused on how do I ensure that I am successful or I am happy when yes. all of this is done. And while you were saying that, absolutely. I was thinking, you know, those people who are like tired and frustrated, you know, like what do they do when they don't have any hope? You know, like it took us.
Yes.
You know, well, me, I'll say me. Yes. It took me, you know, some time yep. to kind of get to a place where like I didn't feel like I was in despair.
Absolutely.
Or hopeless or something, you know, things like that. So.
Sure.
We also yep. weren't going through times of rioting at that time either. But I wonder, how do they get right. through this? How do they feel like, you know, how do they get out of the time to find something happy to do?
This is why I say what I say. You know, there has to be an internal engine about mm-hmm. you that's been turned on during this time. You know what I'm saying? Like when all the external things that have driven your life, that have driven your motivation, all those things shut down. You have to have something internally, some kind of creative expression, something that you do that adds flow to your life, that adds meaning to your life, that keeps you going in a passionate right. way towards mm-hmm. what you want to do. And that's why I say the catch-22 about this pandemic time is you now have had right. time to do that. You've had time to reflect on those things, and now you've had an opportunity and maybe some space and maybe some stimulus money, right? You know, to embark upon that exactly. stuff, if you get what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, hey, let's do it. But what we've gotten down to is we've broken down all the superfluities, I guess if I said that right, of the world. And now you've gotten back to yourself and said, okay, what is my internal engine of what it is that motivates me, that I'm passionate about, that I can continue to move forward and continue to be creative?
And that's what I'm not hearing the leaders say. Because I think, you know, like, you know, we have this platform, but even though it's not a huge platform, but the thing is, it gets the word out. But what are our, like, big leaders, these people that are doing those things? Like, I know they're saying, fight the fight, get up for justice.
Right,
I don't hear anyone saying,
right,
take a second
right.
to kind of go for a walk. Or, you know,
yes.
take a second to,
yes.
you know, play with your family or do a dance class, build you know, a toy car or sew some clothes. Like, I don't hear anybody saying it. And I could just not be listening, but I don't hear it where they're saying, do these things. Because, you know, anybody that fights, like, after you've been in a fight, yeah. you are drained.
Yeah.
You are drained.
Adrenaline.
If you've been in a school fight,
yeah.
if you've been in just a verbal fight, with someone, you are drained. Yeah. And so after that, what do you have to do? You have to find something that makes you feel happy so that you're not drained. And so I don't hear them saying that because, you know, we can dig down and figure out what's our internal, you know, focus and what we need to do. But what about those that, you know, are not as strong and need that guidance?
I hear exactly what you're saying, but I think that on a local level, that is something that we are now taking up the leadership on, because the leadership has been non-existent on that level. You know what I'm saying? I can look at social media. I can look, you know, across, you know, different reads and things on the internet, and I know people are getting it in.
Oh God!
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's exercise, whether it's dance, whether it's music, whether I'm just doing my two-step, you know, with my LIT. Okay. Hey, whatever I got to do. You understand what I'm saying? But it's happening. And it's happening at a grassroots level, and you feel it rising. You know what I'm saying? You feel it like, I've been doing this for the last 6 weeks. I've been dancing. I've been working out. I'm ready to bust out. You know what I'm saying? And kind of show the world whatever. But I think it's happening in an inverse kind of way. It's happening grassroots level up. And people are like, yeah, I'm doing my thing. You may see it or may not, but you will at some point. And I think that is the movement that's happening now. And to me, that's hitting flush with this top-down thing of where the top parts of things and the top government, the top officials, all of that's deteriorating. And now the people that are maybe rising up, you know, or whatever, these are the ones that will assume the leadership positions, whether we realize that or not at this time.
Well, I know, with everybody rising up, I will say this. with everything that's been going on these last couple of weeks, if in the next 2 weeks we don't see a rise in people going to the hospital, people are about to tear the club down. Because everybody's legit opened their cities up just to have this happen and to literally throw the entire social distancing thing out the window. Like, it took a month. It took us a month and a half to figure out how to do social distancing, and it took 3 days to take it apart.
Look, and to me, it just felt like a fear tactic, if you ask me, because in order to do it away
takes 90 days to build a habit, and we hadn't been in it for 90 days. So that could be why it takes 90 days. But they say it only takes like 3 days to break it. And it literally took like 3 days before like everybody is legit twerking in the streets or doing something else that they feel like doing.
Well, see, and that's my image of things, right? So yeah, we're protesting and that's duly noted and it's definitely commendable. But what about the creative expression? Well, we're just dancing in the street. We're letting you know that there's joy out here.
I know you didn't see this, but you know, Portia Williams from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
She had a live yesterday. Gotcha. She was on live and they were in the street dancing. It was a piece of protest in the street dancing. See? And they just they tear gassed.
That's what I need right there.
They tear gassed them. You know, because they were in the street dancing, you know. You know, she just busting a little two twerk move or whatever, and tear gassed them out. So, but you know, it's interesting to see, you know, where this goes from here, and if we can kind of get to a place where it becomes a little bit more peaceful, because like we said before, we're definitely in a new normal. We're not going backwards to what we were used to. So it's kind of how do you adjust and how do you move forward with what we're doing, where we're going. How do you move forward with that?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, if we really get down to it, a lot of this can be about the suppression of the creative expression of ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
And that could be anything. That could be anything. That could be dancing, cooking, whatever you do to get that creative spark out. Now is that time. Now is that time to say, okay, this is something I've been doing. This is something that I feel good about. This is something that I'm passionate about. whether it's a business, whether it's a dance, whether it's, you know, you getting on IG and being with friends or whatever, it's now time to display that to the planet. I ain't talking about just the United States. I'm talking about to the entire planet.
So, people, I need y'all to go out there on your Instagram lives, on your Facebook lives. And you, I'm not as confident yet to
I'm not as confident right now, nor am I, setting
up the laptop and putting some backlights on me and, you know, throwing out these little routines that I've been making up. I'm just saying, don't look at my phone. Don't go through my phone, though. Don't go through my phone. Just yet. You might see a couple of routines up in there, but. Hey,
well,
it's a start.
Well, let me tell you something, and you know how I feel. It's just a feeling that I get when I go and we're at the lounge or we're somewhere out. It's just a feeling that I get when it's just like, hey, you know, I have to dance.
I know what I'm saying?
Like, it's almost like you're going to work. It's almost like I have to make money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to dance.
I think, you know what I'm saying? I think I did feel like that. You know, when that night I was out, I did feel like, you know what? The rent is due at 12 o'clock and I need to make this thing work. Nobody was clearly paying me any attention. But hey, I felt like, you know, the spotlight was on me. I felt good about what I was doing. I felt like I was actually sticking a few moves. My lines looked straight. You know, things were really hitting how they were supposed to be hitting that night. Now, my knee got swollen after that. I had to go to the urgent care.
Casualty of war.
Get some pills and, so they could take the swelling down and keep it elevated. But my knee is still back down.
Right.
I still can't move it like I am. Yes. So I'm on a little bit of, you know, I'm doing more cool and relaxed movement now. You know,
I got you.
So
there
Chris
you
Brown might be out of the picture for a second. Chris might be out.
It don't have to be all, you know, so it could be whatever is comfortable for you. I just feel like at this point in time, the creative expression is there. Like, you don't have to be, you know, an artist, a lyricist. You know, you don't have to be the best person at what you do. You just need to be someone that knows, here is how I am creative, and it needs to be illustrated. It needs to be presented. It needs to be pushed out there, because you never know who you come across that feels that energy from that, and it impacts them a particular way for them to also be creative as well.
Like you said, energy is transferable. Is definitely transferable. Like I've always said, I love to be around hustlers, people who have a go-getter spirit, because it's something about that energy that's infectious. When you see that they're grinding and working hard, and I feel like that does parallel to what we are going through right now. Like you are around people who are mad. So yes, you have that same energy. You have, in which we should be mad, but we also need to be have balance and have some people that are you know, finding more positive ways to do things too. I think that's where it needs to be. You know, some people are bringing up these old Martin and Malcolm quotes. You know, we tried it Martin's way, we tried it Malcolm's way. Okay, but there can be a balance.
Yes.
You know, I think we can kind of figure that out now. There's a balance.
Absolutely. And let's not get it twisted. They've definitely paved the way for us. We're sitting here right now doing a lot of things that we're doing, talking to each other and having conversations and congregating with each other without the resistance, you know, because of the fact that they did what they did. But my point is that with all of that being said, we now have an obligation to reconfigure ourselves in this new phase of time to do things differently off of their shoulders.
Exactly.
And it's up to us, you know what I'm saying, to kind of, you know, direct ourselves and say, okay, well, where are we going to go with this? How is our creative expression going to manifest itself now? You know what I'm saying? We're not looking to people like that necessarily at this point. We now should have the inner root within ourselves and say, okay, we're moving forward and we're going to find a way to do this together. And that's what's going on right now. And we're trying to figure that out.
Well, all right, Marcus X. I thought that was awesome. That was good.
Oh my god!
Well, I I really think that was a good way to kind of like close out everything that we kind of talked about, because we wanted to, you know, bring awareness to what's going on,
yes,
but not just be so down on everything, but there's still some positive ways of what we can do.
Definitely. I need y'all to
go ahead.
I'm just gonna say, I need y'all to hang out. Mm-hmm. I know some of y'all may not party. I know some of y'all may not, you know, go and, you know, be social or whatever, but go and do your dance. Even if it's in your house, you know what I'm saying? Go and do your dance, you know, however it is or whatever, and know that that creative expression, that vibe, that energy collectively is synergistically enriching all of us out here, whether you know it or not. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's it's an important vibe for us to right now to combat some of the restrictive and constrictive things that are going right now.
Definitely. Exactly. All right, good. So I definitely hope that you guys enjoyed our show today and got something from it. Please be sure to leave us your feedback. Let us know some things you would like for us to discuss. And hit us up by email at thebrokecomeup@gmail.com and follow us on IG at thebrokecomeup. And again, this is Marquise.
This is Marcus. Peace out to y'all. Y'all be good out there.
Just saying, follow your dreams. Dance like no one is watching. Hustle till you can't hustle no more.
There we go. All right. Peace.